I have been working with other lobbyists that have attempted to basically bridge this gap between the House and the Senate on allowing the pipeline to go in, but using voluntary easements without the use of eminent domain. That's garnered a lot of blowback, but at the same time, if we're going to say no eminent domain, there are landowners who have the right to put it on their land as well. So we have to respect both sides of the property rights group, where if there's no eminent domain, then what we're going to do is we're going to allow these owners that want to engage in voluntary easements to do so. That's my belief.